When you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, opening your hands to be given, asking Him for something, recovery, for good health, money, for business to flourish, you're in bad character, you're asking Him to change your character to the best way. Can we keep kids quiet, please? If we can have one sister who could babysit the children in a separate room, would this be possible, please, for the benefit of everyone? It's a big sacrifice. May Allah reward the sister who is going to do this. I want kids to be with us, but kids who can be handled. I think kids from the age of 4 or 5 can be handled, so it's a great barakah to have kids with us. Kids are innocent. And as long as kids are amongst us, I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from calamities, because kids are innocent. And if you want someone to make dua for you, make a kid to make dua for you. Ask a kid to make dua for you, because he hasn't sinned. He has never transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if they make dua for you, it's a great barakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when getting the harvest of certain fruits, you know, every season you get new fruits. Like now in the summer in Syria, like from the beginning of the summer, we started getting fruits. Every 2-3 weeks, we're getting a new fruit harvest ripe. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to get the first pieces of any harvest of fruits, he used to give the first piece to be eaten by a child. He used to give it to a child. Bakura. This is called bakura. The first apple, let's say, you have an apple farm. The first apple you pick up, you give it to a child. Or let's say a basket, for example. You give one apple from that basket to a child. He eats from it. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this. Because this is ni'mah from Allah. This is a great favor from Allah. This ni'mah shouldn't be eaten by sinners. We don't deserve it. If we eat it ourselves, we don't deserve it, because we're transgressing against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and eating what He's providing. So we give it to a person who has never done anything wrong, who has never transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He eats it because of the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the parents. Because of the little, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the older. So forgive me, sisters, for that, but people who work in khidmah will get more than people who attend, because we're not the ones who give knowledge. We provide knowledge, we make it possible for people, but it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes the difference. We've seen people who sat with the ulama for 20 years and nothing came out of them. We've seen people who sat with the ulama for 5 years and became great ulama. Because you sit, you're trying to study, but the tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. My tawfiq, success, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've seen it in business probably. Two people with the same intelligence, with the same resources, they start two projects. One of them goes bankrupt after a number of years, the other one becomes a multimillionaire. The one who went bankrupt has no less intelligence, or did not work less than the other, probably much more. But it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes built on subtle reasons. Reasons behind us. Reasons from your early years. Reasons of worship. Reasons of thankfulness. Reasons of being grateful to your parents. Reasons of many reasons from old times when you were young would affect your projects, your business, your life in the future. These are subtle reasons. But we judge usually on the surface. According to the surface, we see people with the same resources, but one gets success, one doesn't. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. And this is the secret from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, sir at-tawfiq. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us sir at-tawfiq. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ.